speaking with Chof Ches, Perik Mem Zayin Pasuk Chof Ches. Ramban here models the Golos of Mitzrayim with the Golos that we're in now of Edom. You know, runs with this theme of Maisavos Sunim Abonim. Here he details the comparison, so let's go through it. He says, Pasuk says on Chaf Ches. Yeah, Yichi Yaakov versus Sarah Sheva Shavas Yeshona. Kvar Iskarti Kiridis Yaakov Mitzrayim Shu Galoseinu. I've already mentioned that the Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim, which is our exile, Hayom, Biyad Hachai Revis, in the hand of the fourth beast, which is on the Kisei HaKavod, right? He Romi. Right? They're beasts on the...
Yaakov's descent to Mitzrayim is representative...
Yeah.
Right. It foretells our own goals today in the hands of Rome.
Of Edom, yeah. Edom. Which is that division of Daniel had Perek Zion, Pesek Zion, Daniel, he says Rushville. Kibnei Yaakov him atzam savu ridusom sham b'mechiras Yosef achim. I mean, the Bnei Yaakov caused their going down to Mitzrayim because with the sale of Yosef, their brothers, sale of him. Yaakov yared sham, they are af, and Yaakov goes there because of the famine. The choshev limatzal and b'no. The base Oivlo, and he thinks he's going to be saved with his son Yosef in the house of the guy who loves him, meaning Paro. Paro Oiv is Yosef Ukebenlo.
Right, because at that point,
right, Paro loved Yosef like a son, so he thought everything would be good. They could get the food and get out, you know.
Right.
Vayusvurim lalos misham kichlos arav meretz Kanan moshomru, and they thought they would be able to get out of there when the famine. Died, famine finished in Canaan. Lagor Bardzbana, we've come to live
temporarily.
Right, Kain Mira Latsom Shilavadach. There's no pasture for our flock, for your servant. Ki Kaveh Rav Beres Canaan. I mean, that's the Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk. Vinei Lo Alu. They didn't end up leaving the tribe. Well, Arach Alava Galus. The Galus was elongated. Umei Sham. He actually died there. Yaakov Alu Atzmosov, and they brought up his bones. Vizikne paro v'sarav ha'aluhu v'asimo aval kaved. He died there and they brought up his bones. And the Zikne paro and his officers brought him out too. And they gave him great covet and mourning. Chenanachnu is very strong mourning. Chenanachnu am Romi, im Romi. We, with Rome, the Edom, achenu, hasibunu, biasenu, biyodom. We caused... are coming into their hand. I guess because why? Kikarsu brisim aromim. Gemara says over the Zara that the Achashmonoim, right, made, I think we did that a few weeks ago.
Hanukkah time, yeah, we did.
Yeah. And there's the Gemara says over the Zara on Ham and Bez, he says here of Shavel, that they made a bris with the Romans. It was a terrible thing. Akrifis Amelcha Achron, the Bay Shani, Baruch Alehem Lazara. And by Agrifas HaMelech, who was the last king in Bayashani, the Jews escaped to them for help.
He went chasing after the Romans, basically, and called them in and was like, help, help.
Right, and he's going after
them. So we were just like the brothers caused, you know, Golos Mitzrayim in a certain sense.
We caused this ourselves.
We caused this ourselves, too.
Right. Agrifas is with the Gemara and Sota talks about, you know, they did flattery to him.
Right.
Because his mother was Jewish, the father was a goy.
Right, he was an Eved.
Right.
He wasn't ready to be a king. And they said, Achinu Ata.
Because you need to have both the father and mother.
Right, and they said, Achinu Ata, and that's, right.
They were Chayv Klai, the Gemara says, and Sota, God forbid, because of the Hanifa.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the Gemara in Gittin from Bad Yochanan and Zakkai, right? Because of famine, right? The men of Yerushalayim were captured, you know, with the Biryonim.
Mm-hmm. We've had a very long Golos.
Right. We don't know when it's ending. Well, no, the Kitzo Kishargalius. The other ones we did know. For example, one was 70 years. Golos Bava was 70. Mitzrayim had a...
we knew it was a maximum 400, ended up being shorter.
210, right?
Right, 210. We had some idea. Here,
right, here we have no end. V'nachnu bo kamo mesim, right?
Yep.
We're like dead people?
Yeah.
Yeah, dry bones. Omer yevoshu atzmosinu nigzol adlanu. Rav Shavel points out the Kuzari.
Right.
I guess we're like dry bones. I wonder what that. I'm not sure what that reference is.
You're giving up hope in a certain sense. It's a.
That puzzle in the chesed. I think
that's the haftorah of Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach. Right. It's almost Yevesha. So
right.
the marshal there, whether you say it really happened or whether it was just a marshal, right? Is that people would say, oh, it's we're over. We're never getting out of this Golas. We've given up. We're dried out. We're used up. It's never getting. We're not getting out.
And that's why Hashem gives, I guess, the Pope with the Chiyas Mesa of the Dry Bones, I guess. Yalu Asanam Mikol Amin Mincha Lashem. And he'll raise us up from the other nations and we'll be like a Mincha Lashem. Like we'll be able to offer a korban to Hashem, meat offering. VLM. Ava Kaveh Berosim Kvodenu. And they'll be so upset, the other Amin.
When they see how we see our honor.
Yeah. Hanachlan Yerub in the Mikas Hashem, we'll be seen with the avengement of Hashem. Yakimu Nichilafonov will rise up and survive in front of him.
So I guess he's saying that, you know, in his view, right, that might almost assume the Lonim is that just as we see that ultimately we did get out of Mitzrayim,
right,
and so too, right, that even if it's just that Yaakov's bones, if you want to take the parallel just from this moment in the parasha, right. Yaakov's bones are brought up. So too, we say, "Oh, we're nothing but bones." But those bones can be brought out,
right?
And there can be okay. He twists it a little because the Evel Kaved was on Yaakov, but he's saying the Evel Kaved is going to be that the Goyim are going to be upset that we're being redeemed,
right?
But ultimately, that's what's going to happen: is we're going to be Hashem is going to lift us out and bring us back up and elevate us up again,
right? In other words, I think I said that wrong. When it says Yalu Asanam Kalam Min Kalash, we ourselves are the offering to Hashem. In
yeah,
a
I think
sense.
So. Yeah. We'll be elevated as an offering. Yeah.
Right. So to summarize, just to get the comparisons, is that the brothers caused themselves to go down and start with Mechiras Yosef. We caused it with our own Averas to go to Edom.
Right, we brought Rome in, basically.
Right. Yaakov thought it was going to be very quick, and it ended up being long.
Right, so they probably thought, yeah, we'll bring them in, they'll solve our problem, and we'll move on. And, of course, they didn't leave, they stayed, and it became a very long Golas, as we know.
Right, same thing with Edom. I guess we thought it would be short, too. I guess because...
Well, I think also, even before the actual Golas, I mean, just bringing Rome in, right?
Right.
Antigonus, and I mean that whole era of the Chashmonai.
I thought it was just to help.
Yeah, we'll bring the Romans in, and they'll help. Arbitrate the dispute. But of course, once they're in, they're not leaving.
Right.
And it just grew from there.
Right, and then we thought, like you said, we'd be in control, and then.
And then on top of that, once it became real Golos, then it was like, okay, well maybe it'll end, and then it didn't.
We don't know the end, and then we're like sort of dry bones. But just like he was taken out, we'll be taken out.
Right.
So it's like four Nakudas, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, in other words, the going down.
All the major elements, right? The cause.
Going down, the staying there, the not knowing when it's going to end, and then ultimately being brought out.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. Okay, let's go to... there's another one. Let's leave that to the end. I don't know if we're going to get to it. It's a little bit complicated about the Nachal. Please, Rashi, and Bible. Let's go to the next one. Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Zion. Okay. It says here, Perek Memches Pasuk Zion. The Misa of Rachel. Rak Brasham. Kosu the Perish Rashi, Vloholachti, Afil the Base Lechem, Machnisa Lawrence. Yeah?
Yeah.
So he says that, Rashi says, I didn't even go there, right?
I didn't even bring her.
Even to Beis Lechem.
Of course, Beis Lechem, right back. Baruch Hashem, B'derech Efrasa. I dumped her. Right. She passed away, and I just, boom, put her right in the ground.
Right. You didn't get her into Eretz Yisrael.
I know.
That's what it seems from Rashi. Yadati Mahu.
Right.
Chutz Loretz Nikra, it's not true.
We know Kevaruch is not Chutz Loretz.
Yeah, why does Rashi convey as if it was like Chutz Loretz? Right. Yadati Mahu, Chutz Loretz Nikra, she wasn't buried in Chutz Loretz. Right?
Yep.
So he points out on the bottom, which reveals it's all that the Raim answer Rashi meant with the arts, meant the city.
Right, to a civilized, city. Like a civilized place, not just on the side of the road.
And the Chassam Sofer, the Teretz Moshe gives a different Teretz, he says, even though it was Musakas, Leos Nachamon of Asenu, but it wasn't Hakdash until Yeshua ben Nun. Okay. She calls Manu Zunas Scottish and it didn't chutzlords, except for Mars Machpelu, Avram bought it. Wow. So who did Nami?
The pieces that had been purchased
right.
straight up,
that had
those already had Kedushas Haaretz.
Right.
Everything else had to wait until the kibush.
Right.
And
right.
so to bury her outside of Maris HaMachpelah
was chutzlars.
Was had a din of like chutzlars.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Who did Nami? If you would have machlis rochel osok beis lechem and mikona kever, then it would have Kedushas Haaretz. But now that you did it b'makom hefker, it wasn't the Scottish.
Right. Until
interesting.
Later.
Interesting. So the two tirutzim.
Right, one takes Garage. It literally, and the other, you know,
yeah,
the
one
other
is
one,
that it's here, another one is Mamas was chutzlars, this lom, this was before Akdasha, yeah. Okay. The Rando doesn't agree with that number. He would probably say that's Arts means Eretz Yisrael. And the other one, other Tirz, he says, you know.
That's not the words he uses. I mean, Rashi says Eretz.
Yeah, I'm saying the other Tirz says that maybe the Ramban would hold that he held was, even for the Scottish, he had a shame Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
The Rav and Rabar and Soloveitch have this whole mahal, this shame Eretz Yisrael, the Kedushas Haaretz, so maybe it definitely had shame. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see what he says. He says, Chas v'sholom, Sharei Beretz, Mesa, v'sham Nikbra. She definitely died in Eretz Yisrael, and she was buried. Kosh Nehmer Khan, Parsis, Mesa, Eli, Rachel, Beretz Kanan. Sham Kasu, Od Mefurish. It says Beretz Kanan.
Right.
Sham Kasu, Od Mefurish, V'yavo Yaakov, Luzo, Asher Beretz Kanan, He Beisel.
Right, Parsis, Yishlach, right? It says.
Right, Ksiv Yisuv, Beisel, Yod, Kivras Arz, Lavo, Efraso, Mesa, Bederach, Bein Beisel, Bein Beisel, Lechem, Efraso, Beretz Yisrael. It's Beferish, Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Hard to deny it,
right? So he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't come up with his own. You know, he just says, "I don't understand Rashi."
Right.
He doesn't
just
like answer.
He
just
proves.
Oh no, he's about to.
Proves it was Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Vekbar Sham v'yadati yishish b'lvovcha lie. I want to know. I know that yishish b'lvovcha lie.
This is Yaakov saying to Yosef.
Yeah.
Says, I know that you're sort of harboring a grudge.
Right, there was concern because, you know, here he's asking Yosef to bring his bones out of Mitzrayim.
And Yosef's
going to
say,
mother,
you didn't do it for my mother.
Right, you didn't bury your Maras Machpelah, you know.
Right,
so he's foreshadowing, you know, he's trying to answer that. I don't want you to be upset.
Right.
Okay, it says Yadati Vekbrasham Yadati Yishlubavach Alai Avadolacha Shal Pia Dibor Kavarti Sham. Why don't you know something? I had no choice. Hashem told me to bury her there. Shetei Azara LeBaneha, that she would be Racham Avakel Baneha. She would be an assistance for the children. Kishi Yiglum Nevuzadram, when Nevuzadram exiled them, Vahaya Ovrim Derech Sham. And as they were passing by there, Yatsa Al Kivra, she would go out of her grave and she would cry. Right? Famous right. Pasuk.
Right. So it's done on purpose. I'll be a Dibor, so you can't harbor any upset. You can't be upset about it because Hashem said do it this way.
Right, very good. He says, nevertheless, there has to be some remiss in this Pasuk.
Right, it's a nice story, but like, where do you get that out of the words?
Right, the Shema Zohu Mashamer Hakas Misalai Rachel Baderech Vekmasham Baderech Klomer Baderech Asher Yavur Ba Baneha Mesa Shem Kvartila Tovas. You can plug that shot in the pasuk. Kihilo Mesa Baderech Rak Beramah. She didn't really die in the highway. She died Beramah. She Er Beretz Binyam Sham Nikbra. Avah Baderech She Osid Mesa.
Ah, that's another. It's like another remes to the future. Another to use the term derech. She wasn't mamish on the road,
right?
But it will in the future. That will be a derech of importance,
right?
And that's why he uses that specific lashon,
right? Vaksi akosul yafars basidus rakrim was been the Torah.
They're not
going to
come right out and say it,
but that's where Kal Yisrael will come. Alderech apshat gamkin amarlo kimisatzo shloichel Yosef biros chefso bekruz amara ashlo cover imosham. Alderech Hapshad also, he was trying to apologize that Yosef shouldn't get angry when he Beros Chefso Bekfuris Amara.
He sees how much Yaakov wants to be buried in Maris HaMachpelah,
right.
But his mother's not there.
Right, and he didn't bury the mother. Kavir Shamas Leah.
Leah was already buried there.
Kachamalo Kimesu Beretz Kanan. That's why I said Kimesu Beretz Kanan. She died Beretz Kanan Lomanikra B'chutz Lorz Kashir Tia Kfuris Mitzrayim Yaakov. I mean,
wow, that's like 180 degrees from Rashi, right? Rashi, according to the Umshad, according to the Chasam Sofer, I think you said, right? Rashi, when he said Lo Chnisa La Aretz, really meant that she wasn't buried in something. Okay, she's buried in something that would ultimately become Kedushas Aretz, but it wasn't
right,
yet.
Right.
So what he's saying, Yaakov is saying to Yosef, look, at
Stroh.
Least she's in Eretz Canaan.
Right. Yaakov would be buried in Mitzrayim.
Right. If you don't do this for me, I'm going to be not even have that.
Right. Right. So I don't have time. It's Mesa Bederach Pesa Pisom Loyachol Kavur. So she died suddenly. Derech Yech Yaso is born. How would Yaakov left his sons and go bury her? That's Mitzvah. His flock Bederach Vielach Mehera Imal Amar. So he couldn't go with her quickly.
Just practically speaking.
Right. Where were the Rofim? The doctors on Balmer. They are Rofim and Rufus Lechaneno. So it's a time a lie. That's what a lie means.
Mesa a lie.
Right.
I had no choice.
He had no choice. Yeah, Vafal P. Shamar, Samachpela, Inner Rechokim, Shamrach, Kichatzim. It was only half a day's travel. Hayako, Kaved Mob, and Mikdah Gadol. He had so much flock, Ubene Bayis, Ligu, Shamrach, Yom and Rabbi.
Travel for, you know,
it had taken
small
a few days.
Maybe.
Right. Chinasa Bederchu, Yom and Rabbi, Abu Aloviv. That's what he did.
You know, it took him a while to get to his father.
Right. Yaakov, yeah?
Yeah.
To get to Yitzhak?
Yeah, to get to Yitzhak. So. Just, we understand that practically speaking, it's only a half day trip from where he
right.
was to Marsa Machpelah, but not for him.
When did he return to Yitzchak?
He was on his way there.
Right.
You know, it took him a long time to get there. Right.
Yeah.
He spent time in Sukkos. I mean, it's like a whole thing.
Right.
Because right? he's got this whole crowd to move
right.
along. It takes a while.
Shana Chachamalo Shal Nashim Dolim Neakovit. Also, you can't stop a beer, you know, a coffin of a woman. It's not there. Here it says Moy Cotton. Of Zion and Olive.
Right, that you don't put them out in the street, dude.
Yeah, you can't let her, dude. There's not a Kovadik. And he suffers. What'd you say?
The Gemara says it.
Yeah, Gemara Moy Cotton. Amen Chimitasa Shoshofa Ziva, and we're about the Tarsus, you know, Tarsus Bocha. And it's not a Kovadik, you know, if she has Dom, you know.
Right.
And also Bederach, Hahu Yavim Rabbi Bola, Lahov, Shonachom, Lushan, Lushan, Yakov, and he suffers. Shahu Elo Divri, he's not. This is all apologetics. This is all apologetics. Yosef knew all this, that he didn't treat her badly, that she died with her own covered also the most, and he did great covered. He did not want
specifically didn't want her in Marsa Machpelah.
He didn't want her, that's what he was trying to say. When Yaakov, because he didn't want to, he said it would be embarrassing because of the Avera. Shlaholikos Lamara, Kadesh Lipur Sham Shteachias. Now, there wasn't an Avera then, but eventually when the Torah was given, it would be an Isser, right? Kiavosh mi Avosu, he was embarrassed from his Avosu, Leahi, and Isis Lo Rishon of Heter, Rachab Avosu, also, but Neder Shunad Lo Lacha. He only took it because he had a Neder.
Right,
but
so
that
he
was
married her,
Mount Torah.
But the truth is that Leah is
right.
the one that was really behet completely and always in the future, even beheter.
Right.
So that's the one who goes into Marsa Machpelah. He can't. He's sort of stuck. He can't put Rachel in Marsa Machpelah.
Right.
And maybe again, that's like Mesa a lie again, because it would have been on him then to, you know, stand in front of Avram and Yitzchak and say, look, you know, Luke is buried with me.
Right. So to summarize Ramban, the Rashi basically saying that it was kind of like the way Rashi's saying it is, I didn't bring her into Beis Lechem, kind of like he's conveying it's Chutzlarts, and Rabban said that's crazy. You know, she wasn't buried in Chutzlarts. So the Reim said, no, it means just a city. Rashi never implied of Chutzlarts, but according to the Chassam Sofer, it wasn't the Scottish. But the Rabban says, Chas v'Shalom, she was buried in Yisrael, and there's no doubt about it. And he says that, you know, he was telling him that he was concerned about, it was a Horah Shah. He was concerned he'd be upset with him, but he buried him with Horah Shah, and it's Yerachom of Akel Banah, like you said, the future Derech. And then he says it could be that it was, you know, it was apologetics, because he didn't want Yosef to be upset, you know. He had no choice but to bury her there, because he couldn't take his family, it was too far, he didn't have someone to embalm her. And he couldn't leave her there because it wouldn't be Bekovedik. But the Ramban says on his own, he says, I think that's all, that whole Mahalik he could be saying within Rashi, you know.
Right.
I think so. You know, he's just trying to, because he touched up Rashi. But the bottom line is, he says himself a whole new shot, is that Yaakov was very direct with Yosef and told him, you know what, I can't bury her there. And the reason why I buried her there is because I could not bring her to Marsa Machpelah.
Right.
Because it would be embarrassing. So you get the impression, the way that before we look at the Rosh Hashanah, you get the impression from Rashi that that really wasn't the Nakuda, you know?
Right.
He's wouldn't have been a problem.
Practically speaking.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been a problem right. theoretically Rashi, for him to bury her.
Right. You know, either right, you know, he had come on to the whole idea of, you know, Rochem Avaka, and again, his concept of seeing
right.
for the future.
Right. I'm just wondering why would Rashi not seems like from Rashi.
Entertain that?
Yeah, theoretically, he entertains the possibility that theoretically he could bury her in Maris right. Machpelah. Why wouldn't that be an embarrassment? Take a look at what he says. Benedesh and Nodal Alocha. I am Parsis Drachim, and maybe Bishima Marichi Hiksha. Hareis Rocha Kidish Tchila Bavoda. Kenimshishis Lehen Asabisser.
Right, because he had said, despite what right. Lavan pulled on him,
right,
he had first said, you know, I'm marrying her.
Right. Wow.
Right.
He's assuming it's Yishuv Ben Noach, which is a Pella.
Well, that's he's about to. Right. So according to that, if you're basing yourself on that, that implies that the Avos had a din of Ben Noach.
Right. It
should have been Leah who was Niftaras, and Rachel should have been the one who was buried in Maris Machpelah, because she was the one who was Nisei's Behetzer.
You mean Rachel, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel to go to Maris Machpelah. If you assume that they...
If they were Yatzah Miklal Ben Noach, meaning they
right.
have a din of Yisrael,
right.
so then they have a din of Kiddushin.
Right.
So then with the proposal
Rachel
of...
Rachel should be buried first.
So that, right.
Buried
then,
in Maris Machpelah.
Right. Then it should have been that Rachel
right.
was the one who was married first,
right.
and therefore she was the one who was Behater. Therefore right. Leah should be the one who passed away.
Right.
She and Rachel should be in Maris Machpelah.
See, there's a whole mahalach lemaisa that we could say over, and it really hones upon with Rivka and Yitzchak. How could Eliezer be an Eved Kenani?
How could he be a shliach?
Yeah, so how could Eved Kenani not a kosher to be a shliach? So that's according to Rov Rishonim, but the Rimigash says that he's good Eved Kenani for getting. What about for Kiddushin? So it's a machlokes the base Shmuel and Avim Luim. So the Gurus Yitzchak wants a taina that the Ramban, the Brisker Rav answered the Ramban al-Taira, how did Yaakov marry two sisters? Because it was Yishuv Ben Noach, and there's no issue of marrying two sisters by Ben Noach. That's very interesting because the Ramban, that's based on the Ramban Yivom Asari Ches. But the Ramban himself, who asked the Kashin al-Taira, doesn't give his answer according to what he says in Yivomus. The difficulty with that is that we learn out the concept of 12 months between Eris and Nisuin from that Shidduch.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gemara says in the Hedgen and Zion Bez, there's no Erisin by Goyim.
Right.
So obviously it was Ishis D'Yisrael.
Right.
This is all Ishis D'Yisrael. So it's hard to give this Teretz.
Right.
And then,
right.
So then he says,
how
do you solve it then? So the Tezrit says in Gittin Zedin Yad, maybe an Evid Kenani can be a Shlich if it's an Evid Da'alma. But if it's your own Evid, there's a Din of Yad Evid Kiyad Rabo. But he backs on that because
so it's,
that's
not,
only,
it's not classical shlichus. It's
right. It's kind of like Yad Paul, Yad Balaz, Yad Evke. But the problem with that is he says that only works by moment. It's not by Yisra.
Mm-hmm.
So Reb Shula Diskin has in his essays on Chumash, he's often with Yitzchak. He says that he was Meshacher Mal Tanai. You're not allowed to Meshacher in this essay, but for Purvu it's Mutter.
Right.
But it's Al Tanai that Rivka would accept the Kedushin. The problem with that is on the way back, the Torah still calls him an Evid.
Right.
Three times the Torah calls him an Evid. So he wants to say, according to the Zikr of Laws, it was a Shikr al Tanai that he didn't live with her because he was Chashal Avodim or Chashal Arayas.
Mm-hmm.
They checked her and they brought her in, you know, Yitzchak brought her and they checked. She was still Besusel Mafreya. He was free at the time of the Kedushin. But he still called an Evid because the King of Tanai wasn't Mukuyim.
Right.
But this whole Shtikal Torah assumes that
it's
Jesus Yisrael.
Jesus Yisrael, right.
And if you say Jesus Yisrael, then you.
What do you do about this and how come Rachel's not in Marsha Machpelah?
No, if you assume it's Ishus D'Yisrael, because this whole stickle to save it assumes it's Talim Bia, that it's Ben Noach, you're right.
Right.
But if you say Ishus D'Yisrael, then L'chura, the Kedusha should be Chal.
Right, the Kedusha should be Chal. She was married, but
she should be married.
She should be one of Marzal
Chal. Yeah, yeah. And that's a Taina. It's a legitimate Taina.
Right, but I mean, we know that. I mean, it seems like it's easy, relatively easy to answer. I mean, we know that Yaakov's curse, right, the call that Yaakov uttered on the one who took the trophim,
yes,
would have taken care of that. He said, yeah, sure, everything else being equal, maybe, yes, you could say it was Ishus Yisrael, and therefore Rachel should be the one who was married first and should be Maris HaMachpelah. But Yaakov sort of ended that with the claw by saying, you know,
that was the claw that she would die?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, now you're back to, okay, she died on the road, and he couldn't get her. You're back to Rashi. You know, practically speaking, he couldn't get her. Maybe she should have been a Maris HaMachpelah, and they just couldn't do it.
Right. But I think he's asking on the Ramban, and they obey. You know, the Ramban's pshat, you know, that
she really should have been.
Right, that he really that he was telling him very directly that Rachel was not deserving to be...
Not able.
Not right? able because it would not be able, embarrassing.
What do you mean? That's only if it's Ishus, Ishus to Bnei Noach.
Yeah, that's a good taina. Well, the taina is wrong because she was Rachel should have been first. If it's Ishus to Yisro, if it's Ishus to Bnei Noach, then it's a good taina. But,
right.
And then what we're saying based on the Shtigl Torah, Ishus to Yisro, so... To Shverkite. And that's why Rashi, I'm saying that would defend Rashi, would say, well, it was not direct. It wasn't apologetic.
That winds up,
you know?
Right, so that winds up, you know, slugging, not slugging,
it was
up
a practical
maybe, but at least
concern,
causing,
yeah.
Right, at least causing problems with the Ramban's understanding
yeah,
of what
yeah,
he was
this
saying.
Would defend Rashi very good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a taina. I mean, then you go back to the retard, you can't ignore the Ramban, what he said himself, you know. I mean, the Brisker Rav answer is based on Ramban Yevamos, but the Ramban himself didn't give that answer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That itself is telling. I mean, why didn't the Ramban say that? It's talking about Ishus to Ben Noach. Must be that he held it was Ishus to Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying, because the Brisker Rav asked, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? So the Ramban himself asked that and says because it was Chutz Laaretz. But the Brisker Rav answer is based on the Ramban Yevamos. So why didn't the Ramban say it himself?
Mm-hmm.
It must be the Ramban held it was Ishus to Yisrael, not Ishus to Ben Noach. So I'm saying, Menei Obey, it was easier to do so. You don't have that teretz. You know, you're back to the kash on the Ramban. You hear what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, Menei Obey and the Ramban, it's a shvira teretz. All right. Okay. Let's see. Lamed Gimel. Perek Mem Tes Posuk Lamed Gimel. There's a lot here. We'll see if we have a chance to go back. I want to just get to this about, you know, he talks about the Shmonoi making the Neveira because they kept, they took it away from the kingdom. Well, let's see what he says. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. You got it?
Yep.
Vayigvo Yosef. Misa lo nemrabo. Doesn't say Misa. Amro vasenu Yaakovin lo meitz. Kamor and Tainas and Hanbeis. Lashon Rashi. L'das ro vasenu. Hara Yaakov hiskir Misa batzmo. Hinyan ochi meitz. V'yayal lakim sh'imachem. Right? He mentions it, so it's very difficult, no?
It's tough to say, you know,
what
literal,
do you do with the
Gemara?
Right. Ulai lo yada hubenafsho. Maybe he didn't know himself, no?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean lo yada hubenafsho? He didn't know what was going to be himself, that he
yeah,
didn't die?
Yeah, he just sort of assumed
that he would die.
That he was going to die, because that's
right.
What people do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a different plan.
Oshel Rotzel Tez Kova Lishmo, maybe he didn't want to give Kova to his name.
Right, he doesn't want to be arrogant, so to say, you know, he doesn't want to say, yeah, I'm going straight to Gan Eden, I'm not going to die. That's, you know, either he doesn't think it's going to happen like that, or he just doesn't want to, you know, be boastful, essentially.
Ken Yirache Yosef Ki Mes Avihim. Ki Lahem Mesu. To them he died. Oshel Yodohim, either that, or they didn't know what's going on.
Right.
Those tzaddikim live in the bond of rock of life. They hover over it the whole day.
Dressed in red.
They shouldn't be naked. Should dress ready times. Now that's the story with Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He comes every Friday night for Kiddush.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's referring to. So, it was a very, very powerful thing that the tzaddikim, you know, misasim and mikra and chayim, basically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The garment which the soul dons after the death of the physical body, right? The story is told of a certain gravedigger who were digging in the ground when they heard the voice of Ahoy, the son of Rabbi Yoshia, who had been buried there previously, rebuking them. He was yet alive in the sense of the rumors of that Yaakov didn't die. And that's the Gemara in Rabbi HaKadosh, that after his demise, Kol Erev Shabbos pronounced a Kiddush. So basically what the Ramban is saying is that you kind of get the impression it's not unique. I mean, at least in the beginning you say Yaakov in Lomay, so you think it's unique to
Yaakov.
In the high, he mentioned him. You see, that's because he didn't know what was going to happen, or he didn't want to be a bald guy, like you said. But and the brothers thought he died too,
right?
Which seems to imply that he really did die. No. Just to them, he died. Right, but he really didn't die,
right?
Or
it appeared,
right? Or that they didn't know what was going on.
I mean, right? There has to still be a reality of the fact that his physical body,
right. But then he expands to all tzaddikim. You know what I mean?
Correct. At least the potential,
right? To be like Yaakov, and then of course have been HaKadosh and the Vachai.
The whole concept of the Levush Hashoni.
Right, because he gave, this story in Shabbos, that's certain grave diggers were digging the ground when they heard the voice of Yaakov, the son of Moshe, who had been buried there previously, rebuking them. I guess he was saying that, I guess he rebuked them and saying, he'd been there. He had been there buried there many generations, still living. Right, Rabbi HaKadosh would pot his wife and kids in Kiddush.
Right. And said,
they would see the beautiful begotten.
Right, he would come dressed basically in like Shabbos clothing.
Or how could he be motzi meitz chofshim in a mitzvah and ace, He was like Chayla Chol Dvarov.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, good. And then let's see this last, the closure, and then we'll go back. Nishlom Sefer Breishis, Sefer Dibri Avos. This is like a Hashlomo. Agib Rishonis V'chadoshos. Since Lama Shikosu Bekam Makomos, this Sefer is Maramas and Asidus Bnei Yisrael. Beterem it's Machna, Belvavos, Yotzer, Koreishis.
That's why it's Rishonos V'chadoshos, because Rishonos is the historical stories of Sefer Breishis, but then Chadoshos is also
going to be
for
the future. Terem
it's
Machna, Belvavos, Yotzer, Koreishis, Rochel, Rovos, Tilos, Rabos, Vodos, Lerovavos, Lubniskinu, Alilis.
That's a praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Yeah. The Sibos, that's in Haftarah, in Rosh Hashanah, no?
Yes.
One is going to live with Sibos, Megala, Mukos, Vedas, Niskavos, Motzalur, Machshavos, Molichos, Sib, Derech, Stalka, Besoch, and Sibos, Agaim, Lachayv, and Toivis, Tamanish, and Moshev, Labayri. So what does this mean here? The translator of Chevelle writes, as to the creator of all beginnings,
right.
Him that rideth the skies, many praise and myriads of thanksgivings. By him actions and causes are weighed. He uncovereth deep things and lofty opinions, and he brings the thoughts to light. It is he who leadeth me in the path of righteousness, in the midst of the path of justice, who vashasafis benefits unto the deserving, unto the undeserving. The brach upon the limbs from peril to recover from sickness. So basically he's trying to say that the recurring theme of Breishis is to the future events of Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
Right, and then the rest of it is Shevach Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu for letting him write it.
Right. Very good. Okay, let's continue now. Let's go back. I'll tell you, let's look at the Isser to be Maver the Malucha. Perek Mem Tes Posek Yud. Perek Mem Tes Posek Yud. It's interesting, the Rebbe Bechai writes in the Brach of Yehuda, there's only one letter that's not mentioned, that's a Zion, to convey that the Malchus Yehuda will not become strong or will not, have strength through weapons. Zion is the only weapon,
uh-huh.
Yeah. It's interesting. Okay, let's see. I have, it's Pirik Mem Tes Posek Yud. Have Yud? I don't think it's Yud. It's Yud. So I have on the line. You see, Reish Samaches.
Yep.
Let's take a look. And then maybe if we have a chance, we'll go back. He says, "Aval kol zera mitzchiyahu chashmonoi hatzadik lo avru ela bavur zeh shemalchu v'lo hayu mizera Yehudim beis David." They were Kohanim, right?
Right.
They removed it. You know, the scepter and Mechokek.
From Yehuda.
Right. Vayonish Mida Keneged Mida. And the onish was Kemida Keneged Mida. Shehim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Es Avdeihem. Him he krisum.
Right, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated the Avodim.
Right.
Right, like Herod. Right. He says down at the bottom, like one of the base orders, he says Herod, who was from a family of slaves, really, right, became elevated on top of the Chashmona, and he became the king instead.
Right.
It's like, Mida, can I get Mida? They, you know, elevated themselves to a Melucha that they were not Roy for.
Right.
And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated someone else who wasn't Roy on top of them.
They cut him down, right? Could very well be this was a chet in their sin. Malchusim, they say, you call him and stav the tishmus kunasim, the whole davar hamizbech, and based on the parochas, vavodosom, avodos.
Vavodotem.
But
they have a special din of being Shomer the Kahuna.
Right.
Right, that's what Kohanim are supposed to be doing.
Right.
In addition to usurping, you know, that which is really rightfully Yehuda's,
right,
they're staring their own avoda. Right. They have a tafkid. Their avoda, they're supposed to be doing avodas Hashem. So to be dealing with Malucha, that's not in keeping with what a Kohen's supposed to be doing.
Right. What I have here is the Zion B'sichos of Shlomo Lichtenstein Zatzal. Not sure which one I'm referring to. I'm reading Yisham B'sichsurish. Ain't Moshe Malach B'Kohanim. You can't anoint a mouth to be a Kohen. I'm reviewed on the Turiya. Hashem L'yasa Shevi Mihuna. Arachia Barab L'man Yericha Yomim HaMalach Tohu Bonov B'Kerev Yisro. Maxi Basaliyah Kohanim Alevim. Says B'Ferish in the Pasuk, yeah?
Right.
It's in Dvarim.
Right.
Hine Shanu Khan, Chain Moshe Malach Min Akonim, Bnei Aaron, Upirish Tchila Shula Kvorat Yehuda. Shaina Srara Sara Min Ashevadu, the Srara cannot be removed. Lufikach Afabishi Sora Mekim Malay Melech Shar Shvatim, even though the king is allowed to be put up from Mother Shvatim, Fi Tsar Hashah, that's only temporarily. Ain Moshe no son, Shaloya Aleim Hod Mochus. You can't put oil on them and make them permanent. Like Moshov to Mishodrim, you just September. Even though they themselves are ruined, Mashiach.
So you might have had Havamina that if the issue is that you can't be Moshech a Melech from another Shevet because it's not Roy for Mashiach. Okay, but Kohanim, there's a concept of Mashiach, so maybe you could use a Kohen and be Moshech him.
Right.
The answer is no, you can't do it L'shem Malchus.
Right. And Moshe says, L'yele him hold Malchus, and let Moshe open short of you. V'yiskiru, Akonim, Abishayin, V'atzim, Ruin, L'mishich, they have Mishich for Avoda.
Right.
Maybe you could explain that. Moshe says, L'shem Malchus, Koshkin, Shar Shvat, and Moshe Amr, B'gomar, Shayin, Moshe, L'shem Malchus, B'z David. Shabchia, Barava, Pirishu, Manu, Minat, Teira, Shloya, L'kwarim, L'vim, Kol, Shevet, Levi, Chek, Nachal, Malchus, Udover, Roy, V'hogun.
Says, and he says, in addition to that, it's straight up Basar in the Torah. Straight up, it's a manua. It's explicitly listed, essentially, in the Torah as being something that you're not supposed to do. Because it says there should be a king, and then it says there should be not be a chelk v'nachol to B'nai Levi, to the Kohanim. There shouldn't be any chelk v'nachol in the Malchus.
Right.
Meaning it's right there in Parshas Shoftim that this shouldn't happen.
Right. Not sure where he's looking when he says that. Dover Roy Hogan? Who? Parish? This parish, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay. I think maybe we get a chance to go back there. It's interesting. I saw in the group, it's a few lines before where I started. It says, Chassidi Elyon. He calls them Chassidim.
The
Chashmonot. Yeah, Zaya Onish or Chashmonot. You see that?
Yep.
Ki hayu chassidi elyon. Here's all shtick. Why they called chassidim? Chassidi elyon. V'amaleihem. And if not for them, mishdachu atayru mitzvos miyisro.
Right. They preserve Torah mitzvos.
Right. Lavi kein nenshu onish gadol ki arbe bnei chashmona azak and chassidim molichim. What'd you say? Hamolchim zacher zeim kog v'rosim atzlochas nafl biyad avim echerif. Yeah.
Right. So even though, right, they were great people. Thing. They were really great people, and they were mighty, and whatever. They ended up all dying b'cherev because they weren't supposed to be doing with that particular thing, and they got punished as a result.
It says Kiarbi Yehuda Lozer Yisinotz Yonosu Shimon Kulim Nafal b'cherev.
Right.
So I guess to take it temporarily was fine, but they wanted to hold on to it, you know.
Right.
And it's interesting because the Rambam seems to argue, he praises them.
No, it's interesting because he might even say in the, from what he says on the next page that according to the Ramban, even temporarily, maybe a Kohen shouldn't do it because their tafkid is supposed to be.
Well, the Mashiach might have conveyed it forever.
I'm saying, but he's saying he had said that okay, any other shavit maybe you could temporarily you just can't do Mashiach, but you could argue that because of the. They have a tafkid. Their tafkid is to be shown where the kahuna, Hashem. So maybe they shouldn't get here, you know, kolika. Like even temporarily, they shouldn't really have had the malchus.
Right. Yeah. But I think what what they did is dachu, but they kept it on. I think you have to say
that certainly is a problem.
Yeah. I mean, even this shot, I guess, you wouldn't say because they had to save Klal Yisrael. That's okay.
Right.
We have the Ramban every Wednesday. We have the Ramban 7:45. More than welcome to come. Ramban on the Parsha.
I can't remember it.
Okay, good. So then he says, that we would have forgotten the Torah and mitzvahs. Yeah.
Yep.
Right,
it says down at the bottom. There's a note about Molayhem.
Yeah, without them, Gemara says in Megillah. Wasn't for them, the Torah would have been forgotten. Yeah, so that's what he says. He says, to the degree that the Chachamim used to say anyone who identified himself was basically an avid. Yeah.
Right, because that was the last one, right? Didn't the last one, she killed herself, right? Isn't that the story? Like, the last one said, you know, she said, anybody after me who says they come from Kashmonoim, you know, is lying.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I'm the last one, and then she jumped off the roof and killed herself. I can't forget her name.
Does it remember Bobasa? I
think so.
So it says that Avbishu Bezer Shimon Oinish. He says, even though they were Bezerah Shimon, Onish Min HaTzadukim.
Right, they weren't all...
right, Shimon was a tzaddik.
They weren't actually all killed Becherev, he says, because we know that Yochanan Kohen Gadol,
became a tzaduki.
Shimon, right, ultimately became a tzaduki. And,
right.
So maybe they weren't all necessarily, but most of them ended up being punished as a result of this.
Uh-huh. So he says that obviously Shimon Onish Min HaTzadukim, although Zera Machtish, that's what we did. That's where we got up to, right?
Yeah.
Zera Shimon, Zera Chashmonoi. Okay, good.